This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Saquon Barkley on the cover of Madden. Not Allen again. One and done.
Losers.
For now, at least. Barkley hurdling up some poor guy. He's on the cover too.
Has ever been a back to back on? Can't think of one.
It seems like they'd want to avoid that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Unless one, who would it have been? I mean, even like Mahomes, Brady.
There's always somebody else.
Yeah. You just sort of
a lot of stars
to appeal to a different part of your customership. If that's a word.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, and I probably shouldn't admit this because Allen just would have gone through this, and maybe I should have known more about how that cover comes to be. But I saw what was on the cover. It's you know, Barkley hurdling that dude from a game last year, and I just assumed it was a clip from the game, and like that's the cover. And so, but then as the day went on, I was seeing footage of him hurtling over. I assume they did not make that same player come in to be jumped over.
No, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, that probably someone just, a placeholder, and they'll CGI that dude if they need to, whatever, make sure you know it's the guy from the game. I just didn't know that they had to sort of restage that for the cover. I just thought they would just grab a photo of it from the game and like that would be that, but I'm naive.
I don't know. Maybe they could do that. Maybe there's some reason why they can't. I don't know. Barkley is the number one player on the board for MVP this year right now that is not a quarterback. And I guess that can't be surprising. Like who else would be more deserved? Who else would likelier win, if it's even something to imagine happening?
A non-quarterback winning
the MVP. Especially, I mean, maybe just period, but I think especially with the quarterbacks we have now. There might have been, I mean, I think it's Adrian Peterson who last won it. And this goes back more than a decade, well more, when that happened. But there was a little bit of a moment there, maybe, when Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rivers, Roethlisberger were leaving, and Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow were entering, where you might have had, it didn't happen this way, but there might have been a year or two there where you could have had, you know, the league where the quarterback position was really in flux.
The hierarchy had not yet been established with the new guys, but it very quickly became that.
It is interesting that that didn't happen, though. Like, Mahomes and Allen and Jackson, et cetera, were so good, so young, that, I mean, there was overlap with, like, Brady, but there was never, like, sort of that void,
right.
I would say. And now...
Yeah, we did not have even a year, really, of where are all the good quarterbacks?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
At all. I mean, more the opposite. More like, wow, more guys every year, you know? And maybe that some of that was forced. Like Herbert, I felt like I lumped in there just to make the point of all these incredible young players who are crashing the beaches here all at once. And they all probably didn't deserve to be, you know, on that tier. But whatever. That's how it felt at the time. Like, great young player. Look at this guy.
No, that's fair. But I think he's an example, and there are several of quarterbacks that are at least – players you would consider franchise quarterbacks.
Yes.
Like the Chargers are not, maybe the Dolphins are, but the Dolphins have committed to Tua, so that's not really up in the air. Prescott for a minute was kind of like dangled, you know, by or just didn't get the deal yet, then he did. And then guys like Hurts did before they were even up. And that's Allen and that's Burrow, right? But even the tier down, like Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, maybe quintessentially.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a conversation out there that team is looking for someone different?
No, not really. I think that probably internally and for sure in the fan bases of a team like that, like Jacksonville specifically, they're waiting for him to take up residence permanently on the top tier. Like, are you going to get there? But no, there's no question, at least, you know, for a few more years, I would say.
It's really an interesting time. It's great, even. Like, it's not as interesting for debates because there aren't as many teams. There aren't that many teams where you just have this question. You've got teams like the Bills where there's no discussion. Like, they're all set and they plan to be for at least five more years, you know, like top-tier guy. You have teams like the Chargers. I think, you know, Prescott for Dallas is maybe a little bit in between.
Yeah.
But just players where there's really not much of a conversation. And because of last year's draft, you've got, what is it, six more teams that are ranging from over the moon, like Washington would be with its then rookie, to the Bears, or maybe even Denver.
Who are at least hopeful, hey, we got a guy.
They're open to it.
This is promising. Right.
Yeah, they're not giving up yet.
Right.
Minnesota, we don't know because McCarthy missed the year. Penix, we know a little, but he didn't.
Played three games.
He played three games, but he looked fine.
Yeah, he looked fine, but it's not. This is not a lot there.
People love May. He hasn't done anything yet, but they love him anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't leave many teams that don't have at least somebody that might be their answer. And the teams that are that, like the Browns, are just so nowhere, probably, unless one of their rookies just is great out of the box or something, but where, like, you don't even have a conversation there either. It's put off at the Giants, you know, like next year.
Yeah.
Well, no, the Giants is wrong now because of Dart.
They do have a first-rounder there, yeah.
That's right. They did make that move. You know, is what it is, I guess. I did mention the MVP odds. Let's play a game.
Okay.
Let's say I give you $100.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you for this $100.
That was the whole game.
What shall I do with it?
That was the whole game.
Whatever shall I do with this $100 I just came into possession of?
$100 to bet on NFL MVP 2025. I've got odds.
Okay.
Do you know the favorite?
I haven't even looked.
Jackson is the favorite.
Okay.
It's essentially a
fix.
Three, almost four-way tie.
Doesn't really make any sense. Right.
Jackson plus 550, Allen plus 600, Mahomes plus 650, Burrow plus 700. Then Daniels plus 850. And I've got, after that, it's like 20 to 1 and up. How would you bet that? Last year at this time, you know, we're filling in between the draft, the schedule, and camp. We talked about MVP quite a lot and how Allen was, how did this turn out? Seemingly well-positioned to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of it being for two main reasons. Or three, actually. Three main reasons. One, didn't turn out to be like a big division favorite or even division favorite at all. I'm thinking about that now. Like, my point last year was you're going to have to win 13 games. I guess that was, that box was checked last year because the Bills did win 13 games.
Okay.
So you're going to have to win your division, you know, maybe be, have the top record in the league almost. So I guess I'm saying three things. One would be that they had that opportunity. I'm forcing that one. Another would be the Diggs trade. They took his top two weapons away. So Allen would, in this line of thinking, get more credit.
Heavier lift.
For their winning, if they win. And that, I think, happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the Allen case was Mac Hollins, et cetera.
Right.
No alpha receiver, and he still made it work. It didn't come down to numbers, because he really didn't have the numbers. But it's those things, and I think this is consistent and what we were on last year. Like, no way Jackson wins another.
Right.
And he put a season down where they really, he really tested that.
He really took that for a spin.
He was the first team All-Pro.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason he doesn't win
is because of last year.
Is because he'd won two already.
The previous whatever.
Yeah. I mean, three is the most rarefied error in the sport for an for a quarterback, for an individual. Mm-hmm. And he's not 30. Like, slow down.
Right. I thought the postseason failures would be held against him to some extent, even though it shouldn't enter into it. It's just we're sort of anointing you into the, when you made the point about three being rarefied air, that was the exclamation point on that point to me, is that there's going to be enough people that just are not going to want to put him in that category until there's some sort of postseason success. And again, that doesn't have to be by the letter, the rules, or the objective of the voting committee, but I just think it would enter into it.
I think
that if it's close, I'll defer to another guy because I'm elevating this guy to a place that I'm just going to say I don't feel like he's earned it entirely yet.
I think, I mean, however many voters there were that maybe they wouldn't want to admit it, but looked at a bigger picture when it came to him and this award, I think some might have done what you're saying. Like, where are the championships? Where's the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. You know, Allen's the same, though.
Yeah.
And that vote happens before the playoffs last year, so last year's results in the playoffs don't count, and neither guy got there again.
Right.
So I think it'd be some part postseason because of the way quarterback is associated with postseason success or vice versa. I think another, though, is simply this is not a criticism. He's not so clearly above, especially Mahomes. Like, Mahomes has two. Are we really going to give Lamar Jackson three MVPs before we give Mahomes three MVPs?
Right.
What are his weapons, you know? And I guess maybe those are, the points are attached. The playoff success Mahomes has had is a big part of why he's got this, and it's not like it's a fluke, but he's got that kind of status that he does. So if that's not the same thing, I think it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But both worked against Jackson. And would either be different going into this year? I don't think so. Mahomes didn't win a third. Allen won one. Burrow doesn't have one. Burrow can at least say, I've got a Super Bowl appearance, unlike Allen, unlike Jackson, like so far. But he's not on the board yet. And neither is anybody else of these younger Hurts, you know. And Daniels is in the conversation now. So I think maybe Jackson's narrative is the same, unless, you know, he does the same stat line as last year, which then I think voters will go like, all right.
I have no choice but to anoint you this because, I also think some factor could be, again, like, I'm not in the minds of these voters, but I think there is a, within some people who vote for some awards, is that vague enough? The league benefits from having more guys that win that award, I think. Like, it's good for the league. It's good for the different markets and the fan bases. And I think it's just good for the marketability of the league. If you've got, it's not just Mahomes or Jackson every year. Here comes Josh Allen. I think there's some tendency to, like, it's his turn.
Yeah.
Like, here's another really great year. And on the heels of, you know, you could have really statistically done what you did with Jackson's year this past year when Josh won it the year before with Allen versus Jackson. Like, there was some justification for feeling like Allen deserved it over Lamar that year. He had the best record, and but his numbers, some of them, yards, touchdowns, a lot of things, sort of were behind Allen pretty significantly. But so turnabout's fair play in that way. But now Allen's got one, and I think the same year from Allen, he has a very hard time winning a second one because of all of this. Right. If people were quietly, not even conscious of it, penalizing Jackson for already having two and not having any postseason success, they you know, spun to Allen. Okay, here, you know, it's credible enough. Allen won't have that benefit this year. There'll be more like what you just indicated. I think of a tendency to like look back at Jackson like, boy, I probably was too hard on him last year. It's going to be softer. I think a voter would feel more compelled to reward Jackson after sort of penalizing him for nothing. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong necessarily, but I think it would just be harder for Allen to have the same year and win.
Yeah, someone else has to make a case, though, right? Like, well, I'm not saying that has to happen, but what you didn't have last year is really a third option. Your third option last year was Saquon,
right?
Who finished third. Burrow missed the playoffs, or else he wins.
Probably,
I think.
Yep.
He had the most yards, he had the most touchdown passes. I mean, they just didn't make the playoffs, so you're disqualified. That's, I think. It really did seem twisted each of the last 2 years in the end because of Allen's numbers. It's actually funny because it's, I make this point about James Cook. The numbers from 2 years ago are better.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, Cook sets the touchdown record, Bill's touchdown record. Allen wins the MVP. Both guys the year before, you know, I think you could at least say, show, had better seasons. But the team didn't. And I think when, I mean, it's 2 years ago now, or a year and a half, but when you go back and think about how that manifested, when voters were probably kind of giving in to Jackson winning a second, the Bills were 6-6. So I feel like maybe it was just too late.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be how it works, but that is human nature, is mm-hmm. to sort of kind of maybe discount maybe that's ironic, but discount the end of the season a little bit because you've already kind of decided who you're going to vote for, right? So Jackson ends up winning almost unanimously when the Ravens were the one, but he didn't really have the numbers.
Yeah, I remember sort of settling for, oh, yeah, it's going to be Lamar. Sure, he deserves
yes.
it. And then when I found out, like, so much so that I did not spend really any time at all looking at their seasons against one another. I would, like, look at the case for Lamar. I sort of knew what kind of year Allen was having. But it took really until Aaron Schatz voted for Allen and then pointed out like the discrepancy in the stat lines, like, oh my gosh, it's a much better year there for Allen. But, you know, that's how it goes. And then that sort of happened the other way the following year with Allen getting the award over Jackson, despite a statistically more impressive season, is just kind of an oddity, I think, within the whole thing. But
well, I wonder if the voters, again, not like it's necessarily a conscious thing, but are kind of hoping for someone else, even if it's Mahomes, who's won
right,
two,
right.
someone else to make a case that can kind of change the script when it comes to this award and these other two guys. Because it doesn't have to just be a two-man race, the same two guys every year, especially when neither of them is the quarterback of the Chiefs,
right?
Who just win the conference every year. So who could that be? If I gave you $100, are you putting it on Allen? I mean, not all of it, some of it. 6-1. 6-1, I'm not Sammy P here with like, well, it was 8-1 last week, so too late.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Like, I have no prior, you know, action here when it comes to this. That's also, since I mentioned that point, you're also trying to predict the market, get closing line value, and if you think somebody's going to, if Allen's yeah. going to go to 2-1 or something like that for some reason, you'd want to, it'd be more of a reason to bet him now.
Talking this through the way that we have, I don't know, and this is not at all to be taken as I don't think the Bills and or / Josh Allen are going to have an excellent year, but I don't know that I would bother. I think it's going to be really hard for him to win a second one in a row.
It's not only two, it's two in a row.
We will not have the playoffs this year for him to put any kind of exclamation point on it. So you're just really going to be looking at the year, which, again, that's how it is every year. But, you know, it's just you reach a certain level, I think it gets harder to sort of gain entry into the next level of favorite. And I just think he's going to have a harder time this year. I also think Lamar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Unless he has a year that like really measures up to his statistical prowess from last year, I think a third is tough. I would be inclined to put, I'd want to find a long shot in there, Dak Prescott, or you mentioned Jaden Daniels. I might divvy up my $100, some of it on each of those guys, and then put the rest on Mahomes. I think he's been the best guy so far in this era, and if he has a year where with healthier receivers, where it looks more like a Mahomes season, like unlike the dip of last year, really, and he's Mahomes and has already got the Super Bowls, I think it's easier to elevate him to a third MVP.
Yeah.
So I would, thinking about the odds and trying to guess what these voters, how they would be motivated and what would get them to act, I would like Mahomes out of that group probably the most.
I think that makes sense. Prescott would be one of your favorite long 40-1 for,
yeah,
Prescott.
Just because that's a big famous team, and if they have a 12-win season or something, I could see him throwing for 5,000 yards.
Okay. They would probably need to win the division, and that's going to be tough, mm-hmm, but it's not impossible. And, man, he's a player that people don't like Dak Prescott for some reason. It almost never sounds like a good argument, which when you hear people, you know, ragging on him, mm-hmm, he certainly has fans too, but he's somebody that I think maybe too many people have decided is just kind of mid to win the MVP. Speaking of him, 2 years ago, that when Jackson won and Allen got the one vote, Prescott was my pick for that award for a lot of that season. I thought he was the most deserving that year. Then he had the game here.
Right.
And that went so badly, I don't know if he had a chance. I don't think he was favored at that point. I think Jackson probably was, but still kind of died there. And Allen threw for, what, 91 yards in that game. Right. So that didn't help him either.
Right. Yeah.
The Dallas-Buffalo game may have been big in that vote.
Do you still have the odds up there?
I do.
Where's Jalen Hurts in all this?
20-1.
Okay.
That's pretty juicy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Defending Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
Where's my credit? What does his year have to look like? He was not in the top 11. I guess maybe he did not get a vote at all last year. What did they do, 1-5 last year maybe? He did not get a vote. He's not on the list. Hmm. He had a better season than that, right?
Right.
Darnold got 3 vote points.
Right.
And he was good.
What is the knock on Hurts? Is that there isn't enough passing volume? Football card stats?
What is the knock on Hurts?
What is it exactly?
That's the right question. I don't know. Team wins like crazy.
Right.
Is his team too good?
Maybe.
Is it like sort of the argument against Sean McDermott for coach of the year because Allen's too good? So
right.
That's a tough one. What is the argument against Hurts? Barkley might have been some
now,
of it.
Yeah.
But Derrick Henry existed and he didn't get a vote and Jackson finished second. Maybe not apples to apples.
Yeah.
But Barkley had 2,000 yards, but Henry he crushed. He had 1921 and more touchdowns than Barkley on fewer carries. Oh, scandal. Scandal. All right. MVP this year, if you want it. 803-0550. Mike Tenier will join us. Bulldog mentioned Aaron Schatz. He and Mike worked together a long time at what was then known as Football Outsiders. Mike will join us. We'll talk some other stuff, too. Sabres. Well, I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
But one topic involves nudity.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's not the Sabres one, either. The Sabres one has nothing to do with nudity,
yeah.
But I do have a funny thing for you from the weekend.
Hurts only threw for 2,900 yards.
What's Allen? 37. Is that a big enough difference? 50 a game?
I think so. Okay. 18 touchdowns, passing. I'm just looking at his passing stats.
But and he has the rushing like
yeah,
Allen does.
He does.
But that's the difference between first the award winner and zero.
Right.
Is Allen to Hurts in the MVP voting last year. Your thoughts, 803-0550. Thanks for being with us as we start another week. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.